Locker Room Chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're talking Royal Valley Hoops, and we start here with the girls' head coach. That is David Boucher. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Panthers off to a 2-0 start here in 24-25. Wins over Jackson Heights and most recently Morehill Mounts Academy. We'll dive into that one earlier this week in just a moment. But, Coach, obviously you got to feel good with where your team's at. Two games in, two wins. How do you assess the first week of the season?
You know, we keep getting better day by day. And we're getting, you know, we're working hard in practice, and we're starting to gel a little bit. Basketball is, you know, when you play offense, defense, everything happens so fast, and there's no transition. It's not like football where, you know, you take a break, you know, and there's a breath in between plays, and you can sub. You know, if you play offense, you don't have to play defense and special teams and stuff. Where basketball, you're up and down. So it's a true team sport where everybody has to merge and be kind of thinking together. And on the right path together and fit together and execute together. So it's nice to start off 2-0. That's not exactly how we measure success, but it definitely makes us feel a lot better to be 2-0, and it's an exciting time.
Yeah, and it seems like those first two games just kind of played out a little bit differently. You look at that Jackson Heights game last week, 35-19, a little bit lower scoring, and then, you know, that Morehill Mounts Academy game, a very good team, Ravens defending Northeast Kansas League champs, and you guys win that one 56-51. Just kind of a quick thought on those first two games and how they played out, essentially.
I mean, could you talk about two different teams? I mean, two different types of games. It's kind of wild. You know, rock fight, I think, if you can describe it like that, versus Jackson Heights, which is a quality team. You know, Coach Massey really coaches hard, and they play quality defense, and so they held us to 35, and we held them to 19, which is awesome. And then, of course, this offensive explosion where neither team could really stop the other team. But really, neither team really played, you know, that well. I didn't think that we, both teams, both Morehill and ourselves, had high turnovers. We frankly, I think, I mean, there's times Morehill definitely out-executed us. And they're coached well, and Coach Noel does a great job. Of course, there's a long family history there, so two crazily different games, two fun games to be a part of, but you know, we found a way to win both and found some offense. I think it's good to win games differently, just because you know you learn how to win games differently, and you know, if one person's off and other people get pick them up, and if people are, you know, you're going to have some highs and lows, and so it's good to win games differently.
Yeah, I want to stick with the Morehill Mounts Academy game and get your thoughts on a couple of your players, starting with Pana Wawasik, who had just a monster night, career night for her, 26 points. She had 7 of 11 from 3. And then we've talked about Samantha Klotz before, and her accolades are certainly continuing to build, and she added another one, eclipsing 500 career rebounds. So just monster performances from both them, and obviously good careers for Samantha. And then, you know, Pano's still trying to get kind of her feet wet as an underclassman still.
Yeah. You know, we'll start with Pano. There's a great family history there, and she works, and she plays a lot of basketball and has played a lot of basketball in her life. But to go 7 for 11, she didn't have the best shooting night, to say the least. The first night came out a little hot, or a little cold, I mean, a little bit, you know, amped up, I guess. And then she settled in here in game two and played really well, career high 26 points. But you know, she also had 6 deflections and 4 steals and a block. She played a, you know, pivotal role in our success on the defensive end as well. And then Sam, you know, what can you say? A 2-year captain, you know, 500 career rebounds, and she actually eclipsed it on Friday. She was only 2 or maybe 3 away at the end of last year, and so her parents had that. We had that banner, and her and her parents and I got together. We had that banner made last year, and we sat on that for a whole year because we didn't know. And then, of course, she got it on Friday because I think she had 10 or 11 rebounds on Friday. And then she had 8 rebounds this last night. So it's fantastic, those kids. And then, of course, our freshman, Kiwa Miller, had her first career double-double, 14 points and 11 rebounds. And so it's, you know, it all, overall we had some significant individual performances, you know, through the first two games.
Well, let's talk about your opponent for Friday night, Valley Falls, another team out of the Northeast Kansas League. And they're kind of off to a slow start, but again, they've got kind of a rebuild here. They got a lot of new faces in. They lost a couple seniors. I know they had a couple of kids hurt early on, at least last week, so they were missing at least a couple of key pieces, kind of in a rebuild mode there. But what can you tell us about Valley Falls and just kind of the expectations and game plan here for Friday night?
You know, Valley Falls has got a long history, both in boys and girls basketball. I mean, they've been in the state tournament I don't know how many different times in the last 10 years. And, yeah, they've got some new faces, an opponent we haven't faced in a long time, from what I understand, and I've never actually played them. So this will be our first time for us, and we're excited to see a new, you know, new opponent. And that's the thing with our new Big East League is, we only see each opponent one time besides Jeff West and Holton and Perry. And so we're used to that double round robin and not seeing a whole lot of different people. So with this new league and expanded league and we're playing everybody once and besides a couple teams, we get to see some new non-conference opponents, and we're excited for that.
There it is. Royal Valley girls basketball coach David Boucher joining us. Panthers off to a 2-0 start. They get Valley Falls on Friday. Two more games next week as well as they will wrap up the pre-Christmas schedule. But again, it starts here on Friday night as Royal Valley hosts Valley Falls. Coach, we appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you one more time next week.
All right. Thank you.